In 1980, the philosopher John Searle wrote a paper on artificial intelligence. And of course, I read it because I'm a dork. And in this paper, he talks about a thought experiment about what are the limitations of artificial intelligence? Is it really the same as human minds and understanding? And he said, imagine that there's this computer that's been programmed to take in Chinese. You know, somebody writes out a phrase in Chinese, they put it into this computer, and it analyzes it and spits out a response. And it does this so well that the person putting in the response thinks that the computer understands Chinese. It's speaking back to them. He said, now imagine I'm put in a room with that same set of instructions that the computer has, and somebody slips a piece of paper under the door that has Chinese characters on it, and I sit there and go through the instructions in the same way the computer does and write out a response and send it out, and they think that I speak Chinese because it's coming out with a response that makes sense to the question that's put in there. Probably a lot slower than the computer, I'd imagine, but you get the idea. He says, does that mean that I speak Chinese? Just because I can follow a set of instructions that would spit out an answer that they think makes sense to them? No. He says, I don't need to know what the symbols mean, and if they were to try and have a conversation with me, I wouldn't be able to do it, but given the right set of instructions, I could give them a response. But it's not the same thing as understanding. In our second reading today, St. Paul talks about all of these things that we can do, but if we don't have the right motivation for them, they're meaningless. We can speak prophecy and speak in different tongues and comprehend the universe, all mysteries and knowledge, but if we do it without love, I am nothing, St. Paul says. I am nothing. It's not the same. It may look like you're getting the same output, just like the computer and that thought experiment of the Chinese room, but without the motivation behind it, that understanding, it is lacking in what is most essential. Why we do what we do is more important than what we do itself. Think about our parish life and what we do. We come here to Mass every Sunday. Some of us by choice. Some of us out of a sense of compulsion. My parents make me come. Some of us out of a sense of guilt that if my parents knew I wasn't coming, they'd yell at me. So I go. But does that motivation make it different in how we encounter what we encounter here at Mass? If I come here because I love God, I want to encounter Him, I want to worship Him, is that different then I come because I have to? Absolutely. But think about helping the poor. Anybody can help the poor. There are many humanitarian organizations, many of them not based in faith at all. Do we help the poor because we feel sorry for them? Do we help the poor because if I give them something, maybe they'll leave me alone? Do I help them by giving money because it's easier than actually talking to this person? Or do we, as Christ says, look at them and see Christ in them and truly love them and want what's best for them? How we do what we do changes everything. Even with our worship here, we could help the poor because of some other reason than love. We could come to Mass because it makes us feel good rather than because we love God. We could even keep up this beautiful church and these buildings because it's a nice place to be and we're a good community center. But without what's at the heart of it, it is nothing compared to what it should be. Here, we come to encounter love itself. Jesus Christ, our God, who St. John says in his letters, is love. And go through what St. Paul says about love and compare it to the life of Jesus. Love is patient. Jesus spent 3 years trying to teach those ignorant, annoying disciples who just can't get it through their thick heads what he's trying to say. And he doesn't chastise them and beat them down, but keeps working on them, trying to teach them. Love is kind. In encountering the adulterous woman, someone who has clearly done something that is wrong, Jesus shows her kindness and forgiveness while at the same time inviting her to something more. Go and sin no more. It's not jealous. It's not pompous. Jesus didn't do what he did to get attention for himself. In fact, we see him healing lepers and saying, "Don't tell anyone. I don't want the attention." He quietly does what he's about because it's right and he loves the people he's encountering, not for his own self-aggrandizement. It's not inflated or rude. Jesus doesn't go around belittling people because they don't understand what he's saying, but he keeps teaching and trying. Does not seek its own interests. God doesn't need us. But Jesus came to save us in an entirely selfless mission. Not for his sake, but for ours, so that we might gain what we had lost in the fall. It is not quick-tempered and does not brood over injury. Jesus from the cross praying, "Lord, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," even as they put him to death. That is the love that should motivate everything we do. And what a world of difference it makes. Parents who have to go to work to support their family, is it because of a sense of obligation or I have to do this? Or is it an act of love for your children that you go to work each day and work hard to bring home what they need? And doesn't that change your attitude as you go about it? I'm doing this for someone because I love them and care about them rather than I have to. I come to Mass because I have received the rich love of God, which is poured out for me again here at this altar, as Christ's sacrifice is made present to us on Calvary, and to worship that rather than because I have to, or I'll feel guilty if I don't, or Mom or Dad will yell at me. To help the poor, not because we're uncomfortable, but because we love that person. They are our brother and sister. We want what is truly best for them, and we see Christ in them, rather than to just get it over with, to make ourselves look good. Those motivations make all the world of difference, brothers and sisters, both in the fruit that is born and in our own outlook as we approach our tasks. To do it as an act of love is joyful, is positive, rather than I have to. To do it with love means that we are going to invest more to really bear fruit. To do it because it is a good thing rather than to get it over with. Brothers and sisters, when we act out of love, it lasts. It's not something to be gotten over and done with, but it fulfills us, moves us forward, and stays with us. Our goal in this life is to be in heaven with our God forever, in a true relationship of love. The one thing that does not pass away is that, is eternity, our motivation for everything that we do. And how would our life be different if it was? Brothers and sisters, may we not be a resounding gong or clashing cymbal in this world, just using corporate jargon or nice words or doing other secular humanitarian things that anybody else can do. But as we encounter true love poured out for us at this altar, Christ sacrificing his life for us on the cross, as we hear his words today, "This is my body given up for you." As we come and encounter and receive that love, may we take it with us to motivate us to all that we do, so that we may be different, that people may recognize in us there is something unique about what they're doing, even if it looks the same. They do it because they care. They do it because they love. They do it because they are loved. Imagine how our life, our parish, our city and our world would be different if love was at the heart of all that we do. Today, brothers and sisters, let us remind ourselves of who Christ is, what he does for us in this Mass, and the love that he has for us. May we carry that with us into the world so that as someone were to go through our life, just as they did through Christ's, they could see our motivation, not just our actions. They do this because they love. And then we will truly bear great fruit. Fruit that will not pass away or crumble, but fruit that will last. Love that carries us through this life and into eternity. May that be at the heart of all that we do.